With a parade and rally in Seattle today.
Yeah, I just want to say I've talked a lot this last week about belief. A lot of people, you know, didn't believe in me, but it didn't matter because the ones that are close believed in me, including y'all. I appreciate y'all so much.
Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold, Diamondbacks outfielder Corbin Carroll out with a fractured wrist. Same with Orioles second baseman Jackson Holliday.
Fox Sports update on KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, California delegates to the American Farm Bureau Federation succeeded in advancing several changes to the organization's policy on water use and table wine. Farm Bureau adopted all four of the policy changes that California Farm Bureau submitted through the delegate process during the 107th AFBF Annual Convention in Anaheim. The policies approved at the meeting will direct the nation's largest general farm organization in its legislative and regulatory efforts in 2020. Farmer sentiment weakened sharply in January as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer dipped from 136 in December to 113. The current conditions index dropped 19 points while the future expectations dipped 25. The largest decline was when asked whether U.S. agriculture would have good times or bad during the next 5 years. That index fell from 122 to 88, the lowest points at September of 24. CattleCon 2026 has broken the all-time attendance record with more than 9,400 cattle producers and industry stakeholders converging in downtown Nashville. The largest event of its kind brings the cattle and beef industries together each year for business meetings, education, and engagement. NCBA President Buck Wehrbein says the record demonstrates the dedication our producers have towards driving beef demand and creating policy that secures a bright future for the next generation.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
When performance matters and progress counts, look to Bulls of the Big Sky. Monday, February 16th at Billings Livestock Commission, Billings, Montana. Sale time, 1 p.m. with over 200 head of powerful Simmental and Sem-Angus bulls selling. Bulls of the Big Sky is your premier Simmental seed stock source, delivering moderate to low birth weights, exceptional growth, and the maternal strength today's cowherd demands. We're building the future one bull at a time. View the catalog at bullsofthebigsky.com. Find us on Facebook or bid live on DD Auction. Bulls of the Big Sky, where genetics meet the horizon.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are mixed in pairing from earlier gains after the delayed January employment report came in better than economists had expected. Employers added 130,000 jobs in January, the unemployment rate ticking lower to 4.3% from 4.4% in December. Economists were also expecting it to hold steady. Shares of Humana are down 2%. The health insurer issued a full-year outlook that was below analysts' expectations following fourth quarter earnings that top Wall Street forecast. And Moderna shares are losing ground and are down around 5% after the Food and Drug Administration declined to review its application to sell a new seasonal flu vaccine. And Heineken is looking to slash 6,000 jobs. The move comes as brewers contend with higher costs and weaker demand from consumers as they grow more health conscious. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
We the people need more common sense economics and a lot less demagoguery if we are to make or support decisions affecting our welfare. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Early in July, the leadership of the California AFL-CIO met in convention and made a few decisions that will affect the livelihood of the workers they represent. These leaders of organized labor were more than a little upset about the passage of Proposition 13. Meaning no disrespect, I feel compelled to say the remedies they proposed reveal that they believe too many of the economic fairy tales widespread in our land today. In the first place, they must be out of step with their own rank-and-file members, because those members voted for Proposition 13 in large and enthusiastic numbers. But where the economic fairy tale shows up is in the convention's decision to battle for reimposing the property tax Proposition 13 canceled back on business and industry. They said it was a $3.5 billion break for business and therefore, by their reasoning, bad for the individual citizen. If they have their way, that $3.5 billion will end up being paid by the very individual citizens they claim they want to help. Whether it be corporation or corner store, taxes are part of business costs and must be recovered in the price of the product, meaning that all of us, as consumers, pay those taxes. Now let's take the case of a corner grocer in a nice middle-class neighborhood. The storekeeper rents the building. Everyone who shops there can understand that he must charge enough to cover the wholesale cost of the things he sells, wages to helpers, and his rent, plus a fair return for himself so he can make a living. But now, supposing he buys the building. There's no more rent, but there's interest on the mortgage and property tax instead of rent. Obviously, he can't stay in business if those costs can't be recovered in the price of the things he sells. And just like his wage-earning customers, many of them union members, he has to make enough gross income to pay his living costs after he's paid his income tax. What this all adds up to is that government can't tax things like businesses or corporations. It can only tax people. When it says it's going to make business pay, it is really saying it's going to make business help it collect taxes. Into our corner store comes a regular customer to pick up a loaf of bread on his way home. We've already covered the fact that the grocer's markup includes a share of the property tax on the store. But the truth is, the wholesale price the storekeeper paid to the bakery included its taxes and more than 150 others going all the way back to the farmer who raised the wheat. If he can't get a price for his wheat that'll cover the real estate tax in his farm, he can't stay in business either. If the trucker who hauled the wheat can't charge enough to cover his license fees and gasoline tax, he can't stay in business. Union leaders will serve the men and women they represent a lot better if they'll drop the demagoguery and take a simple course in economics. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. I want to start the show. I want to remind everyone that Main Street's Norma Moy, well known in this community, passed away a few weeks back. And there are two different celebrations coming up for her. There is going to be a movie night on February 15th. And on February 28th, there's going to be a celebration for Norma at the fairgrounds. Everyone is invited, and this is a celebration of her life and all the things that she did for Paso Robles. Today I have Shannon Kessler. Welcome to the show, Shannon.
Good afternoon, Karen. Thank you for having me.
Shannon Kessler is running for the State Assembly against Don Addis. Shannon Kessler is, how long have you lived in the county?
Since 92, 36 years.
Long time,
yeah.
San Luis Obispo County resident, very involved in politics in the area, very passionate about a number of issues in the area, and she has taken up she is going after Don Addis's seat, and they have some major differences, and I think this is something you need to hear to look at who you stand with and what you stand with. There are some major differences. Also, later on in the show, at the second half, we're going to have Jack Hardy. We're going to be doing a little comparison. What do you think of Super Bowl weekend? What was better, Bad Bunny or Kid Rock? We'll be doing that at the end of the show. But right now, Shannon, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Tell me a little bit about what made you decide to run.
Well, you could directly thank Don Addis for my decision to run. I've been speaking at school boards since my children were little. They went all the way through Lucia Mar Unified School Districts in southern San Luis Obispo County. And I was an active parent, PTA president, and speaking out at school boards even before the most recent pressing issues of boys in girls' sports drew me to speak on behalf of girls' rights to girl-only locker rooms, bathrooms, and sports. So I started speaking on this, and Colleen Martin, our school board president in our South County, said, well, if you're going to change this, you're going to have to go to state because it's a state law. And so I'm going to state to attempt to change that law. And I did contact Dawn Addis. She is my representative, even if I didn't vote for her. She does represent the girls who are speaking. She represents their parents. They are her constituents. And not only me, but our girls and our organization contacted her office nearly a year ago, and it was in March, to arrange for her to just meet with the girls who are affected by this. And her staff gave me the runaround and got actually rather snippy with me. And I kept pushing it, saying I just want her to meet and speak with these girls affected by this policy, which she could influence at the state level. She needs to hear from them as a girl, as a woman herself, as a mother, as a school experienced individual herself. So her staff made me go through the rigmarole, filled out background forms for me and all the girls, and we still have not got an appointment with her. So I decided I should challenge her. If she's not willing to listen to her constituents, I will. Even if I don't agree with you, I vow to listen to my constituents. I'm listening now as I campaign. I want to hear from people. I want to know what your concerns are. I feel them as a resident of this district. I don't feel represented by Don Addis as my representative, and I don't think other people do either. Find it interesting that a Democrat has stepped into the race against her as well.
And what is your website discussing your campaign?
Kessler4CA.com, K-E-S-S-L-E-R, forca.com, Kessler for California, and Common Sense for California, Common Sense for the Central Coast is my motto. You can find me on that website. My info is on there. I'm also extremely active on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X. You can follow me there, and you'll know what's going on, and I'll respond.
Do you have a phone number on your site?
I do, 805-710-3512. That'll get you right to me.
I like that about candidates. I've known even smaller candidates. I've known people running for school boards. Well, I didn't want people calling me, and I'm trying to find them. And as a reporter, I want to call them. And then they're like, well, we thought we weren't supposed to put our phone numbers out. And I said, I've spent a half an hour trying to locate you.
You texted me yesterday to come on here, or Monday, you know. So I'm like, yes, I want to be found. I'm a realtor by trade. I've been a licensed real estate broker and in that industry for 23 years. My husband and son are running our Kessler Construction Company. That's Kessler Construction. And as local business people, we have to be found. I still have my same phone number.
I hadn't looked at your website. I was calling you back, but I have noticed in the past, so when I am trying to get hold of people, there are people that they just don't know. You've got to be able to be talked to.
Yes, that's true. Realtors tend to make good candidates because they are used to promoting themselves and they're used to listening to people.
And you are a realtor by trade.
Yes, I am a real estate broker. Been in that field for 23 years. Interesting you mentioned Jack Hardy. Jack Hardy was my broker and he was my manager, and I managed three offices for him with Century 21 Hometown Realty a few years ago.
And Jack Hardy, our next guest, is a well-known real estate broker.
Yes, he is one of my mentors, and we've worked together.
And he's very passionate about...
We also have the same conservative views, yes. Of course, I don't agree with everything that other people say. I've got to learn to have that caveat as a candidate. I speak for myself.
And let me get to some of the big issues in this community right now. First of all, on the battery storage, Dawn, I know that Dawn Addis got in a little bit of trouble. She was meeting with the battery storage and the wind energy people, and she received some donations that she didn't claim. There was a complaint filed with the FPPC. She was found that she didn't properly report meetings and money given to her by a group. She got a slap on the wrist, and... at that, she was pretty gung-ho about wind energy and battery storage. And then we had the fire at Moss Landing, and it came out that the marsh around there was massively polluted by very heavy metal toxins.
1,000 times the allowed level.
And then she came out with a statement that we have to have some way to protect against these. I know a number of people, I know other radio hosts that have called her repeatedly, trying to get her on to discuss, and they can't get her on the air. How do you differ from Dawn in the wind energy and the battery storage?
Well, I believe that she's trying to reposition herself, to distance herself from Moss Landing and the explosions there. A couple of specialists who live in that area, Michael Hogan, David Hurwitz, Michael Hogan's a... nuclear physicist, he speaks on this. Those were continuous explosions, not just fires. Continuous explosions at Moss Landing in an environmentally sensitive district. People are still paying the price in their health and nature in that area. So she was for them, and she's for the offshore wind, and now she's trying to reposition herself that she's not. She's doing a pretty good job, because I Googled it yesterday, and what you find when you Google her on this subject is, oh, she's brought this bill forward. Well, this goes way back for her. She's definitely in their pockets, has taken money from them, has, as you mentioned, with the Fair Political Practices Commission, she has even violated that policy, that transparency code that we, even as candidates, I have to declare my financial situation. And she has to as well. So she's trying to reposition herself, and she's been for this battery storage facility. She's for the offshore wind energy. I have been against offshore wind vehemently for a long time. I'm connected with React Alliance. They don't endorse candidates, but they were one of my very first speaking engagements. React Alliance contacted me. They're a very mixed group. They're not a political group, but they saw right away that I was speaking out against offshore wind, and they wanted me to speak to them, and I did. I will battle that. The state of California is promoting offshore wind, even though the federal government is not letting it move forward. And the BOEM, the companies behind this, they've basically said, we're not wasting our time anymore in California right now because the federal government won't allow them to move forward. Why should they keep spending money? But the state of California, and our assembly, our Senate, and our governor are still moving forward to work with these organizations and to bypass local control. That's what I have a big problem with. My son and daughter-in-law are expecting our first grandchild. They live in Napomo. The battery storage facility there just kind of appeared under Jimmy Paulding's watch. And I don't, he's still trying to answer for that. And I didn't even know about it. I am that nerd that goes to everything, that reads everything. I didn't know that a battery storage facility was going in Napomo.
Well, Jimmy did a debate with Adam Verdin, his opponent, about 2 weeks ago. And he had done a radio show with Dave Congleton, and Dave said, you're getting a lot of flack about this battery storage, and you know, and said something about it, did not say what Jimmy said. Then Jimmy came back with, well, I didn't even know about it in the first 6 months. That's not the question. So he's doing this debate with Jimmy, and he basically called me a liar. He called Adam Verdin a liar. He goes, well, Dave Congleton said, in the first 6 months that you were in office, did you know anything about it? Jimmy, you know that wasn't the question. You can still go listen to that online. That wasn't his question. That wasn't the issue. And you were involved in it. Maybe not the first 6 months, but heavily after that. But again, I want to bring up something else. So people do, when they're running for office, they do one thing for 3 years, then they're running for office and they completely change. And I'm going to give you an example. So 2 years ago, every 2 years, I think it's every 2 years, the Slo County Board of Supervisors does a legislative platform. And let me explain. They have a lobbyist. He goes to Sacramento. They give him a list of things they want him to push in Sacramento that are important to Slo County. They do it, it's yearly or bi-yearly. 2 years ago, Jimmy had put in the legislative platform that he wanted to get rid of part of Prop 13, the two-third requirement for voting to raise taxes. He was adamant this was very important. We need more money for government. We need this done. He's now running for office, and that was pushed against him. So guess what he did on Tuesday? He actually, on his own, wanted to take off what he, you know, suddenly he's opposed to it and wants it off. He didn't mention it was only there because of him. But this is something that you often see around elections. I want to bring up one more thing that came up in the legislative platform. They had one of the things that they want to push, offshore wind energy. The only person, the only member of the board that voted no was John Pashon. Heather Moreno, Bruce Gibson, Don Legg, and Jimmy Paulding voted yes. The only one that said no to that being on the legislative platform, that voted against the legislative platform, was John Pashon. And I do believe, I have seen the people, how they care about the wind energy in Morro Bay. I believe the public does not want it.
No, they don't. And I'm a very connected person. I go everywhere. I speak about things. I am a conservative, and there's this misperception that conservatives don't care about the environment. Well, we're the original conservationists. You know, we have this, Teddy Roosevelt started our national parks. And he was a Republican. So I love the outdoors. I'm a hiker. I'm an equestrian. I surf and boogie board with my family. I love our coast and I love animals. I'm a horseback rider and I want to protect our environment. This offshore wind is dangerous. It's dangerous for animals. It's dangerous for the ocean. It's dangerous for boaters. And there's trouble in interference. I come from a military family. These operations interfere with sonar and solar and communications for ships. So that would affect our military. That would affect fishermen. What they're not talking about is in the North Sea and on the upper East Coast and off of Scotland, there are deaths, hundreds of deaths of fishermen, even in Holland. They're being covered up by this industry. This is a global industry. It's not efficient. We need traditional forms of energy, and we do need a variety of forms of energy. This is a cabal of green industrial machine, I call it. And I call it the offshore wind program is the high-speed rail of the ocean. Where's this money going? it hasn't happened yet, and yet money is still going forward, and a lot of Democrats, including Dawn Addis, support it. She's maybe trying to reposition on that now. It is unpopular. You're right, Karen. People don't want it. It's not efficient. It doesn't make any sense, and it will harm our environment.
And I will tell you, one of the things that I like about Morro Bay, the people in Morro Bay care about Morro Bay. It is one of the most, San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay are massively Democrat. But in San Luis Obispo, they vote by party. They elect Democrats. They don't elect others very often. In Morro Bay, they vote on what they stand for. They have a Republican mayor, and they have a Republican mayor because she said she stood against the battery storage and the wind energy, and they supported her. She has been a very strong, Carla Wixom, she has been a very strong mayor there, and they work together as a board. They have, but here's where I'm coming from. This is a District 30 for the Assembly is a very, very Democratic district. You are Republican. Dawn Addis is a Democrat. How do you think that's going to play out? You have a hard hill to climb, because this is not a district that is going to be friendly. Some people vote by party. What are you going to do to try to get around that?
I believe that messaging and getting out there. I've been running up and down this district since August. I became a candidate in August 14th. That's when I formed my committee. And I've been campaigning Santa Cruz, Monterey. Those areas have been very welcoming to me. I've been to functions up and down. Fortunately, we have a governor's race going on, too. So when Steve Hilton's speaking, I'm there. When Chad Bianco's speaking, I'm there. And I don't want to just speak with Republicans. Right now, going into the primary, that's what I'm mostly doing, because I'm building my support, my volunteer, and my financial backer teams. Going towards the general, I do expect to make it past the primary. And the general will be a battle between two of us, probably myself and Dawn Addis, although I do believe she's vulnerable. She has a Democrat running against her. What does that say? So you're right, Karen, this is a blue district. And people might look at that and go, that's too much. Well, I'm a fighter. I've been a fighter since I was little. I don't look at a challenge as something to back away from. I look at it as something to conquer. So I feel so strongly about this district. This is my home. My kids are here. They're staying here. We've got to make California a place where our kids and grandkids can stay. In California, one of the things I say is we're exporting fruits, nuts, and our grown children. We have made this impossible for them to live here. So I believe that the Democrats have a bad record on this. Dawn is right there with them. She votes for all these policies that are making our cost of living unattainable. They're making it impossible for our kids and grandkids to buy a home. Mileage tax. I mean, what's up with that? They are so disconnected. You know who that hurts? It hurts us all. I bought a Tesla. Okay, I finally caved to their electric push, and I'm enjoying that car. One thing I do like about it is American and California made car.
Doesn't it parallel park for you?
Oh my gosh, I love this baby. My husband will say that car drives better than me. So, and he obviously wants me to continue. So he encouraged me to buy this car. It's been great for my campaigning, because there's a lot of driving here. And this is a very gerrymandered district. But instead of looking at that and going, oh, poor me, I'm going to go at it, because I do think they're vulnerable. You and I have talked offline about this, off the radio about this, Karen. Dawn Addis is vulnerable. The Democrats are vulnerable. They have been running this state for 25 years, and look what we're living. We are living the socialist utopia that they're trying to push on the rest of the nation. Absolutely do not vote for Gavin Newsom for president. You don't want him. We're living with him. But it's not just him. It's the Assembly. It's the Senate. They're not listening to their constituents.
And there's a lot of people that don't live in the main cities because they're living where it's a little cheaper to live, and that mileage tax will wear hard on them. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Speaking of driving, she's driving a lot. I'd like to hear what she has to say about this new mileage tax and driving tax. Supposedly they're going to put it on. It's already in the works, but it's supposed to take the place of the gas tax that they're not getting because of the Teslas.
Yeah, I'm opposed to it. I believe it's a demonstration of how disconnected they are. Because what will happen is that it will cost the people they're supposedly helping, hurting. It'll hurt them the most, the middle class.
We're going to take a break, a word from our sponsors, and we will be back with more with Shannon Kessler.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Bailey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. I'm going to bring up a couple more things. I know that you've been a strong advocate of parents' rights with their children. And how do you differ from Don Addis in that instance?
I would like to see more parental control and more local control over education, not just public, but private as well. But speaking to the public school situation, which my kids did graduate from Lucia Mar, I've been speaking there since they were little, very actively involved, not just recently. And I believe that Don Addis wants to just continue the state control of education. It's frustrating to be a parent like me and go to Lucia Mar School District. We elected these people. And to be told by some of them, we've got two good members. We've got Mike Fuller and Eileen Pham. But the other five will look at me and say, oh, this is state law. I'm like, no, I'm asking you to stand up for what's right, to stand up for girls' rights. And you're telling me you're not going to do it? We should be able to approach our leaders that we elected and get a response from them. We should also get a response from Dawn Addis. She's seems to want more state control, and she seems to be in the pocket of the teachers' unions and is under their control for whatever agenda they're pushing, which lately is teaching kids how to be protesters. You know that there's this school year, students can get an excused absence to go to a protest. Now, my girls used it to go speak to CIF. the Save Girls Sports Girls. So that's a good thing. But I don't think that a school should be encouraging kids to stand up to against their government. They should speak out about it. They should go to school board meetings. They should go to city council meetings. Those are in the evening. They don't need to miss school for this. They don't need to be let off the campus by the hundreds where their parents don't even know where they are and they're in danger.
No, and then I agree with parents' rights, and I find it odd when schools take a political side, because that's take. I think the immigration debate is very much in the middle. So they have Brown is the sheriff in Santa Barbara County, and he sent me an opinion piece to put up about his views on immigration, and it was very interesting. He said this is actually, you know, none of us want the guy that came here 35 years ago and had one issue in his whole life 30 years ago, and they don't want him deported. But we also had a period of time where there were people even with murder suspects coming from Mexico, and they had warrants for their arrest here. They would pick them up and let them go. You know, so you have a detainer from Mexico, and in the U.S. they put him back on the street and they murdered someone in Mexico. We ended up with a lot of people that are tied to crime. You had the coyotes bringing them over. They owed them money. They're working with the cartels. But one of the things that Brown said in his opinion piece, many of you might remember this, they had, I think it was 10 murders over a couple year period of time in Santa Maria. It was really bad. They were gang murders. They ended up arresting mostly teenagers, and they arrested 16 teenagers for killing these 10 people. 13 of them were undocumented immigrants. And that's what his argument is. Yes, we have to have a path to citizenship. We have to have a way for people to try to become citizenships, and we have to have some consideration. But at the same time, I can't remember the numbers he gives. Almost all Americans, including Hispanic Americans, do not want people that are criminals to be allowed to stay in the United States. And then they argue the percentage. We had 5 murders last year, which is huge. This county has usually 0 to 3. 5 is huge for a slow county. Only one of the murderers or alleged assisted others was a U.S. citizen or green card carrier. They were all undocumented immigrants across the board.
We're importing crime and without consequence.
And the sex crimes. I've been told that the sex crimes right now are hugely undocumented immigrants. And this is from law enforcement. Yes. So we're talking child molestation, child rape, rapes, sexual assaults. Once they sneak over the border and they commit a crime, do we keep them forever here? It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Do you lock the doors on your house? I mean, this seems like a trope, but it's the truth. It doesn't mean you never have guests over. They come when you invite them. They stay as long as they're welcome. And they leave and you lock the door behind them. And this is in a county where a lot of us used to not lock our doors because we were so safe. There's a dramatic change that's happened recently. You're right. The sex trafficking is horrifying. I'm involved with Resilient Ones. And there's a seminar coming up here on April 23rd and 24th called Justice Unbound. That's about human trafficking safety, justice, and restoration. People should attend this. You can find out more at resilientones.org. And www.resilientones.org.
We're going to take our top of the hour break, and we will be back with more with Shannon Kessler. And we will also have Jack Hardy calling in later to talk about what the debate, what was better, Bad Bunny or Kid Rock?
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.